remember if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara. You didn't pay enough. Joining me today is the Santa Barbara City Wastewater Collection Superintendent, Bradley Rare. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, Bradley Rare.
Thanks, Mark.
That's easy for you to say.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to be here today to talk to you a little bit about our sewer lateral inspection program.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's fine, but for some reason my earbuds are wacky. Say that again.
I'm happy to be here today to talk to you guys about the sewer lateral inspection program.
Okay, now I got you loud and clear. Thank you for joining me. This all started through a conversation I had with a client. We'll get into this technique that's now available to homeowners called the polymer-lined sewer lateral. But first, I spoke to someone who worked for you, and he goes, well, my supervisor, Bradley Rare, so I spelled it R-A-R-E, and that's not the way it's spelled. Very unusual name. What's the origin of that name?
Yeah, so it's spelled R-A-H-R-E-R, and I'm not really sure what the origin is because my dad was adopted, and so that we inherited that name from someone.
Very unusual spelling. You know, my father, when he found out he was adopted, he went looking for his own children. Just every once, twice a year, I get a chance to use that joke. How long have you been in the city wastewater collection department?
Yeah, well, I've been with the city of Santa Barbara since 2011. I started as in the engineering division and then moved over to operations in 2016. To take all the experience I had on the engineering side and bring it over and help our team do a better job of managing our collection system, which includes the sewer laterals.
It's an amazing labyrinth of systems. It's just amazing that it works. You know, we just kind of turn on the water, it goes down the drain, we flush the toilet, we don't think about it, but it's sadly for me, I do think about things like that. I worry about it.
Yeah.
And you got how many... how many miles of sewer lines versus owners, property owners' sewer laterals are there?
Yeah, you're right. It is a complex system. Luckily, we rely on gravity to help make sure most of our sewage gets from their houses down to our El Estero Water Resources Center for treatment. But there's about 252 miles of gravity sewer mains in the city of Santa Barbara, extending out to about 154 on the west, and Montecito borders us on the east. And that would we have approximately 6,400 sewer mains that make up that 252 miles. But in comparison, our sewer lateral, which is the portion of the system that carries the sewage from the residence or business down to the community sewer main, we estimate there's well over 300 miles of sewer lateral pipe, or about 25,000 individual laterals for property owners and business owners to maintain. So you can tell it's a much more complicated system than the 6,400 sewer mains we have that we're responsible for.
So you have 250 miles of sewer mains, and the 6,400, what does that refer to on the 250 miles?
So we have 6,400 unique individual sewer main IDs, which are the part of the pipe between two manholes or two structures.
Oh.
So we're responsible for each and every one of those. In comparison, a property owner who owns a house here in Santa Barbara, they pretty much only have one to be responsible for.
These sewer manhole covers, we see these movies where guys go down there and they're in this big cavern. Mm-hmm. Anything like that exist in real life?
Yeah, we do. We follow all of our normal safety procedures, but we have some sewer manholes that are about 20 feet deep. So if you could imagine being lowered down into a very, very dark, smelly environment, that's very similar to those caverns you spoke of.
Yeah, it's called escrow.
Yeah. Yeah, you're familiar with that.
My guest, Bradley Rare, he's the Santa Barbara City Wastewater Collection Superintendent. I like the word of collection. You're a collector. And I like that you use gravity. It reminds me of that quote, trust inertia. It's the greatest force on earth. So gravity is the way to go. So a ton of miles, and I just think it's a bargain. I mean, I get up in the morning, I turn on the water, water is piped to my house. I turn on my gas stove, it ignites, I get gas, I got water, I got electricity. I'm paying really pennies for all this. And sewer, seems to be the best value in town. I think, have you guys thought about installing a meter that exit people's houses? Because, you know, when I get a gas meter, everything coming in is measured. And you could charge people for their waste. What do you think?
Yeah, there have been discussions, and some agencies do that, but not from a individual property owner, but they will do it from like a junior college or a commercial business. They will meter them and charge them accordingly. And so those individuals that get charged for it have a much better appreciation for the value of their sewer service that is being provided.
Yeah. You know what? I was just making a joke, and who knew that you would come back with a legitimate answer? And when you say some agencies, you mean not City of Santa Barbara, but how about CARP and Goleta?
Yeah, and I don't think either of those agencies do, but I know other agencies within the state of California are in that position. I know our neighbors to the north, Vandenberg Village, they don't have a treatment plant, and so everything that leaves their system gets metered, and then they get charged for the proper treatment of that at the Lompoc facility. So these agreements and this understanding of how much you're discharging is out there.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. And what's the name of the treatment plant? You mentioned it. I've heard it before.
So Vandenberg Village.
No. The one for Santa Barbara.
Yeah. El Estero Water Resource Center.
El Estero. Yeah, I've heard of that. Where is that?
That's down on Jan and Ollie Street, kind of in the funk zone. We went through a rebranding about a year ago because our wastewater treatment is way more valuable than just treating waste. You know, we capture, not only do we properly treat the wastewater that comes down to our facility, we capture biosolids from it that are hauled off to compost and landfill that have a beneficial use. And we also reclaim a large portion of that water and we properly treat it before discharging it onto golf courses, school properties where we can irrigate grass. And reuse that water before. Otherwise, it would be discharged to the Pacific Ocean. It'd be very hard to recapture.
Love it. Love to hear that. So, all right, we covered the basics. We have a story. I was talking to my client. You guys do smoke tests when you're working in the main sewer, usually in the middle of the street. And his sewer lateral failed the test, and so he was required to go through this program. I don't know if it's called the SLIP program, so named because one slip and you're in deep trouble.
Yeah, it's the sewer lateral inspection program.
Oh, that's what SLIP stands for?
Yeah.
Okay, see, I would have thought it's a good double entendre, though.
Yeah, it is a slippery slope.
It is a slippery slope. He was told he has to replace the sewer lateral, and then he got a bid, and then he heard about this polymer-lined sewer lateral alternative. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So for the last couple of years, we've really been trying to help property owners just like your client or your friend's client that have been notified by us that there's something wrong with their sewer lateral. And so, you know, the first step is always inspect your sewer lateral using a camera system. We've got several local plumbing contractors that can do that for you. And when the property owner turns it into us the plumber turns it in on behalf of the property owner, we take a look at it, and we're looking at it for kind of all different types of defects. Could be roots, could be cracks, could be fractures, could be completely offset joints. There's a number of things we're looking at in order to help property owners understand the condition of their lateral. And when we respond back to them, we've been spending the last couple of years really looking at the other technologies that are out on the market. Historically, the idea or the concept that's presented to property owners is the trenchless replacement option. And that's a great option. It's also known as pipe bursting, where you pull a winch or pull a head through your lateral and it bursts the old pipe out of the way and you get a new pipe. But that requires two pits. You have the insertion pit, and then you have the other pit on the other end to replace that whole lateral.
And would the one pit be probably in the middle of the street?
Potentially, which is where a lot of the costs that property owners have contacted us about the additional costs that they need to cover, is a big problem for them.
Or sometimes is the property owner maybe just needs to go from his house to the curb if the rest of the lateral is in good shape? Does that happen?
Correct, yeah, and that's exactly why we always encourage our property owners to start with the inspection, because that tells them so much more than just kind of agreeing to replace the whole thing, not knowing if they do. The equivalent, you know, the analogy here is sort of like your roof. If you've got one leaky spot on your roof, you don't immediately assume that you're going to replace the whole thing. you want to get a better idea, because replacing your whole roof could cost a lot more than just making a small repair.
And in addition to the additional footage going into the street, you have to pay extra to cut the street, repair the street, and then there's that connection from the lateral to the sewer main called the Y, W-Y-E.
Correct.
Which seems to be a very... I heard that some agencies, cities, municipalities, they take a hit and they maintain the Ys. Is that true?
That is true. The majority in the state of California are like us in that they, the property owner, that Y is there, or that connection is there to serve that one property. And so therefore it's the responsibility of the property owner to maintain. But we do have some agencies around us. Carpinteria is one of them, where I believe they have an agreement that if you do certain things to your lateral, they'll take the ownership and maintenance up to a certain point, like a clean out at the property line.
You know, I just learned about that recently because I was in escrow on a house in Carp, and it kind of came up, and the seller actually used to work at the city, so I learned that. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. My guest is the Santa Barbara City Wastewater Collection Superintendent, Bradley Rare. Okay, so trenchless, yes. So I actually saw that once in a commercial building. It was very impressive, this giant pulley system yanking and drawing this new sewer line through the old one. It was fascinating. You probably have that on YouTube. And so then what's the other alternative? I mean, obviously the initial one could be trenching up the whole thing and just laying new pipe. Then you got the trenchless and then this polymer-lined sewer lateral.
Correct. And so that was the one I just explained is one that has been in Santa Barbara for a while. However, we on the city sewer main side, we've been using this cured-in-place pipe liner, CIPP as it often is referred to. In our city capital improvement program projects, for about just over 20 years now, and as you described it, Mark, it's really a felt liner that is impregnated with resin, and it's inserted or inverted. Usually, inversion is the method. It's like turning your sock sort of inside out, and it's inserted using high pressure air, and it will line the lateral from a clean out or a small pit on the near the house or a business down to the main connection. And generally, unless there's something really severely wrong with the lateral, you can do that with one pit or one excavation, which can help save that excavating in the roadway.
Really?
Yeah. And so we learned about this from participating in the North American Society of Trenchless Technologies. It's a North American professional organization, and attending some of the conferences, and there's been a lot of improvements over the last few years with shrinking down the same technology that I said we've used for the last 20 years on our 6-inch and 8-inch diameter sewer mains, and bringing it down to the common 4-inch diameter sewer lateral. And so a lot of technology and a lot of investment's been put there, and so we're really encouraging our plumbing contracting community to look into it. We also have a contractor coming up out of L.A. That's working with some of our local plumbing contractors to help bring that technology to Santa Barbara. And then we also have another contractor that is within the city of Santa Barbara that's really trying to get this off the ground and running to help property owners have another alternative to evaluate when they're looking at repairing their lateral.
And less expensive and less invasive. You said maybe only one pit, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
And it's just all a matter of whether or not that sewer lateral is, like, if there's a lot of displacement, if it's cracked and moved over an inch, you might not be able to get away with this?
Correct. Yeah, and that's where talking with the contractors that are installing this. They have different solutions with different types of liners. Some of the liners are stretchier to navigate bends or to go over those offset joints. Because generally a sewer lateral is minimum of 4 inches in diameter, and you need that for your, you know, flows. But if it's slightly offset, you might lose a little bit of reduction, but it might outweigh the costs, or the, you know, it might outweigh having to dig up at that location.
And it just might be a few inches or a foot where it's slightly reduces the diameter, and then it opens back up.
Correct.
And if it's all smooth, it shouldn't it shouldn't be an issue. I love the analogy of the inside out sock, and then it's blown in, and then you said it's cured in place, and you said the felt line is treated with what?
Yeah, so the resin that's embedded in that felt liner cures either just from an ambient. Once they mix two parts of the chemical together, it will cure over like an hour to 2 hours. Or some contractors use heat as the kind of catalyst to kick off the reaction. And then there's some new technology out there that we're hoping will make it to Santa Barbara that uses the same technology that your dentist used to cure the
Oh, a light.
Yeah, a light. It uses a UV light, and they pull that through your lateral, and they start at the downstream end and pull it back, and if they see anything wrong with your lateral, they'll shut down the light, and they can actually remove that liner out if there's a problem without causing you any service outage or anything like that.
Oh, sure, before you cure it. You want to make sure it's all in place. Okay, so you got the felt line. It's a two-part epoxy. It's got resin. So you do the inside-out sock. You blow it in, and then are you pulling it back? Or what? No, you're not pulling it back.
Nope. So it's just a seamless liner that sits in your lateral, and once it cures, it hardens. And so it's using the existing pipe as sort of the host pipe, but there's no seams on it. So it's sealing up every one of those little joints on your old clay or Orangeburg or cast iron lateral. And now you basically have a brand new lateral inside your old lateral.
Hey, what about in your house? Now, I've got a house built in 1962, and the sewer lateral is it's in great shape. Don't call anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to give me your address again at some point.
I'm not in the city of Santa Barbara. but no, I know it's got some deficiencies. I had it scoped. Video, and then from the house, I got a pretty big run of cast iron under the house, and that's in good shape. Mm-hmm. But I started thinking, what if down the road that, you know, I have trouble under the slab? You're in big trouble. Yeah. You're not going to, do they do trenchless under the house for the small cast iron?
They absolutely do. And so that same technology that we speak to property owners all the time about is out in the road or out underneath their front yard. But your plumbing under your house is definitely of concern as well, too. And the same technology can be done under your house. The tricky part is there may be other connections that they have to reestablish. So if you have one main sewer kind of lateral underneath your house and you have a bathroom and a kitchen and some other things tied to it, the contractor that you choose will still need to probably open up those other connections.
Sure.
So if they line the whole
sure.
lateral, they'll have to be able to get in and reestablish those. But it can be done, and it's definitely something that a lot of our property owners are starting to ask the questions about.
And that pipe is usually 3 inches instead of 4 inches?
Correct. It's usually a smaller diameter, and I believe some of the contractors can go down to 2 inches with this type of lining. It's maybe a little bit different procedure to get it in there, but...
I'm kind of lucky in my house. I've got two bathrooms back to back, and then the one bathroom makes a long run straight out to the sewer main, and then the kitchens and laundry room, you know, picks it up from a separate piece down in the middle of the driveway. So I could do the whole run of my house pretty easily.
That's really good. Yeah,
amazing. So what you want to take away from this interview is the. Polymer line sewer lateral, permaliner. You can Google permaliner on YouTube. It's felt lined. It's two-part epoxy. You use the inside-out sock analogy, but I guess there's no end on the sock. It's a tube, right?
Correct.
So yeah. But how do you blow it through if there's no end to grab the air?
It's pretty cool. If you watch one of those videos on like permaliner's website, you can see. But they basically wrap it around a drum, and that drum inverts it in, starting at your top of your lateral and goes down as far as they need it to go, and then it just kind of opens up at the end. It kind of pops the little plug they have on it, and that's how they get the liner in there.
And they're doing it from the house out to the street?
Yeah, they can kind of do it any as far as you need to go. They just need an insertion pit to begin with. And so if, let's say, you've already replaced the portion in your front yard and you only have that last maybe 20 feet into the roadway and you don't want to dig it up, they can put a small pit there at the edge of your yard and go the rest of the way. They also use another instead of doing the whole thing, some of our contractors use what we call spot liners, where it's essentially a two-foot section of the same exact material. It cures just like the one I just talked about. And, if you've only got one location where there's a bad joint, they can use the same idea. You get a small pit, and you insert this spot liner on like a trolley, and they drive it down there, they inflate it, they cure it, and then they pull out the trolley, and you have like a stint in your lateral.
Unbelievable. I don't know if everyone is half as interested in this as I am, and they're enjoying this interview. I love this kind of stuff. My guest, the Santa Barbara City Wastewater, which is one word, wastewater, Santa Barbara City Wastewater Collection Superintendent Bradley Rare. I think we're at the end of this segment. Unless we have some war stories or something you want to tell us, we can hold you over and do another quick segment. Or
that works for me.
You got something? You got something else? And this way, I can ask you about septic tanks because I'm kind of curious about that. This is going to save you a lot of money if you are faced with sewer lateral issues. You have got to look into this, and I think it's just, it's science. It's fascinating. It's just somebody, okay, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.